I think one of the biggest things that just this whole trip and thinking about, living here and giving to people and trying to live out this Christian love to people. This was wow, the most emptying experience. I mean, I, deal with a lot of craziness in my work environment and death and dying and with like, but as much as I work in an ICU, I'm a critical care nurse, and so there's you still have some control. You still feel like you create a certain environment, and here you're walking in to like Mary said, I'd seen poverty, but just having to live it to the extent it was so huge. And so it all kind of freaked me out a little bit. But I just, wow, you guys, so many lessons just with, Andy and I starting our marriage and just really wanting that focus on, God keeping us focused to give, to give of ourselves in whatever the way the Lord is calling us. And so I think, so again, one of the biggest things with missions is just, there's never like a perfect time, or we're all so busy in our lives, and just like, wow, to just make it, to make that time, to commit to it, and just the level where God will take you and the lessons learned, and just the people having so little, but just open, and one of the things, we got a little R&R there at the very end, but and meeting the people on the way, and just their, unemployment being so high, and just the bonds that we had with the people on the way to work every morning, and then for lunch, and then coming back for our afternoon session of work, having the connection with the kids and the people there. We just really pray that, they'll have an outlet now of to be able to come and to learn and to play and to have a place to, just to bond with other people in the area, because it's wow, it's just so, again, humbling how much we have, and yet just don't want it to take away from, from the truth and from what's important.